This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets now, and America's main share index, the Dow Jones, closed down 1% at 17,832. Carrie Leahy was watching the day's trading for Decision Economics. He told me that fall was largely in reaction to those disappointing growth figures.
Well, that's true. The performance has been surprising given the strength in hiring over the last 6 to 12 months. The growth rate in the economy has slowed from effectively 3% plus, which is pretty good, to now up about only 0.5%.
Not even that, 1/8 of 1%.
Yeah, and you did about the same in the previous quarter, and the second quarter that we're in now may not do a heck of a lot better. So while jobs are good, anyone looking at the economy is scratching their head saying, why is GDP growth so lousy at the moment? And that's what's been bedeviling investors today.
Nonetheless, there were some bright spots on the stock market. I wish I'd bought shares in DreamWorks yesterday.
Yes, it turns out that if you were one of the lucky few that owned shares like DreamWorks, you have quite a bit going on in technology and entertainment land, that their shares get snapped up because, once again, people who put cable TV into your home want to be able to also produce their own content, and that's why they're snapping up DreamWorks. So the companies are diversifying. Who would ever have thought that a company like Amazon would have been a big TV and lesser extent movie studio? But that's what's happening because people want to provide their own distribution platform with their own content.
So DreamWorks shares up 24%, Amazon shares up 12%, but Apple shares down 3%. What was going on there?
Well, Apple released results earlier in the week, and one of their major investors, Carl Icahn, said he's selling his position. And the reason for that is as follows, is that the tremendous growth curve and success of the company may have peaked. And as we all know, while Apple produces very fine products, they're not the cheapest products out there. And they may have to, quote unquote, cheapen their brand, so to speak, if they want to increase market share. And if they do that, that may cut into margins, which are extremely good for the Apple company.
Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index little moved at 63.22. Gold at $1,266 an ounce. On the New York currency markets, the pound a little stronger, up 0.8 cents at $1.46.1. The euro up 0.3 cents at $1.13.5 US cents.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.